You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
The latest development in the saga involving Albert Fritz, which was brought to public attention on Sunday evening when the Premier Alan Windey announced that in the wake of serious allegations against Minister Fritz, he was going to be suspended. And we are now told that Advocate Jennifer Williams has been appointed by the State Attorney's Office as an independent external investigator into the allegations. And this was after the Western Cape government approached the State Attorney's Office saying, will you please make this appointment? That appointment has now been made. The Premier, Alan Windey, joins us now. Alan, good afternoon. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Hi, John. Afternoon.
Are you able at this stage to confirm or the reports that the allegations are around the issue of sexual assault?
I want to say that there's a range of allegations, a few. This is a very delicate process, and I've wanted to make sure from the very beginning that it is handled very, very well. I've had legal advice the whole way through, from day one until Sunday with the suspension, where the charges were handed or given to Minister Albert Fritz, and notification of suspension. Of course, we need to then enter the process. I really am so happy that it's taken just 3 days to get an advocate appointed. It has to be independent. I really don't want people to be able to kind of pick holes in this thing. I really have tried from the beginning to show that we follow the letter of the law, that we don't create any loopholes. People are surmising, and
it's more than surmising, Alan. There are reports which state categorically that the allegations are around the issue of sexual assault. And
one of them.
So that is one of the areas. You can confirm that. That is one of the things that will be investigated.
Yes, and we'll as soon as I've met tomorrow with the advocate, we'll have a look once I have a discussion whether I can actually make all of the charges public.
That would be your favoured option, to make all of the charges public.
Yes.
Alan, you told us in a statement yesterday that you became aware of these allegations informally on the 23rd of November, and then you suspended Minister Fritz seven weeks later. What happened in those 7 weeks, and why did it take so long to get to the point where these allegations were deemed serious enough for the suspension to be announced?
Okay, so the first time it was brought to my attention was a third party. I said that, obviously if you're bringing something like this to me, I cannot deal with that. I need the individual concerned to give me the detail. I passed that on. I actually confirmed the second day in a face-to-face with the individual and said, will you make sure that this person sends it to me, preferably in an affidavit format, because then it enables me to act. In the next few sort of weeks, I suppose, I engaged with that individual whose name was given to me on that day for the first time when she'd got all of her paperwork in place 14 days ago. That was the first time that I'd engaged with her. There was a second complainant who'd come in the meantime. I'd engaged with her as well. And so 14 days later, I had the first face-to-face meeting with then two of the individuals who were raising allegations. And then from then, there was a couple of more meetings with other people. They didn't want to come forward in the beginning, but, and this is very traumatic. People are scared. You're dealing with an allegation that you're making against someone who's a minister. The people are scared. They're actually petrified. And so we had to give them all the care and the support that they needed in order to get to the stage where we could meet. I then took all of that detail. By the next day, I already had our own legal team involved. And then over the next few days, we had a few more meetings with some of the other individuals who came forward. The last meeting was on Friday, finished at 7 o'clock in the evening. And between Friday 7 o'clock and Sunday night 6 o'clock, we managed to get all of our documentation paperwork involved. And at 6 o'clock, I suspended the minister.
Can you then confirm the number of people who've come forward with complaints across a range of issues, including ones of sexual assault?
So at the stage of confronting the minister and suspending him, I had a total of six people.
Six people complaining. There have been four suspensions of officials in the Community Safety Department, and there have been reports that at least some of the allegations being made against Albert Fritz were known by officials within the department by as early as August. Is that something that you are looking into?
So, I mean, that wasn't part of this process. Of course, my initial part of the process was deal with Minister Fritz. And, of course, it's complex because the Minister Fritz falls under my purview. He's in within my cabinet. Officials that are in ministries or in departments, they fall under the Public Service Administration Act. So that was a secondary process that kicked off, you know, a couple of minutes after I'd suspended the minister. I've heard it and I've read it. That kind of stuff definitely will come out now in the process that will be handed over to Jenny Williams.
But I hope at the very least that that is something that you want to keep on top of, because I would hope that you are horrified at the thought that officials who work for a government of which you are the premier would have kept allegations like these to themselves and not referred them up the chain of command.
Absolutely, no doubt. I mean, we've just been reading in the newspapers of what happens in other areas where people who hear these things and don't deal with them, it's absolutely unacceptable. And definitely, that is definitely part of the investigation.
You mentioned in the statement which was issued yesterday that you felt you were unable to lay criminal charges at this time, but as soon as you were given advice that it might be appropriate for you so to do, you would. The ANC in the Western Cape has announced that it either has or is immediately planning to lay criminal charges against Albert Fritz. What is keeping you from having done this before the ANC?
I'm not the one that is conflicted here, or I'm not the one that's bringing the complaint. If you want to lay a charge, you need to put the detail on the table. This is very sensitive stuff. Some of the people coming forward are not even formulated and ready to lay that charge. We've been helping them in that process, and I advise them from day one that, of course, that is a possibility. Lay a charge immediately at the police station. We've been helping them with that process. I will be advised from the state attorney now that as soon as the investigation is there detail here that I can lay the charge on behalf of somebody else. As soon as I can do that, I will do it. If I hear what the ANC are saying, I mean, what did they lay? What was the charge that they laid? I have no idea what information they've got, because they would have to have information to lay that charge. I will get that information now from the investigation.
Can you, without breaching any confidentiality issues that you've had with the six complainants, can you tell us whether they indicated a reluctance to pursue criminal charges or what their attitude was towards the possibility?
Okay, so what I can say is that I haven't fully interviewed every one of them. In our legal process that we move forward, I would meet with them, and then they would actually meet with legal people in the system. The first ones I got handed the affidavits and dealt with it. But as it got to a stage, my legal advice was, I said, thank you very much. I know you're doing a very brave thing. I'm really after making sure that we are caring and supporting because of the trauma in the process. And, we have said to them from the beginning, whatever they support, they need. And that is what I suppose the main driver for me is I've got to protect the people who've laid the complaint, number one. And number two, this has to be able to follow through the proper due process. Nothing must slip through the cracks. And quite frankly, what I'm seeing now, it's very complex, and what I'm seeing in this frenzy, I sometimes wonder to myself, somebody else might have seen on Sunday and said, wow, here's someone being suspended. Something's taking place here. I'm going to feel a bit brave about coming forward. But then you see the frenzy and people, I think you're scaring people away in other cases.
Yeah, and, Alan,
it is scary.
The Are you able to, or is this now, given the fact that the legal service of the Western Cape went to the state attorney's office, who have now appointed advocate Jennifer Williams, so is it their responsibility now to say to the advocate, it is in the best interests of everybody that these allegations are investigated and that a report is produced so that, you know, those that are guilty can be punished and those that are innocent can be given comfort? Are you in any way able to say, please do it by the end of April? Or is that the state attorney's job to set a time frame if a time frame is necessary?
Okay, so, first of all, I was the one that said on Sunday night, when this is what we're going to do. We've got to make sure that we get an independent investigator in place. And I want our government legal team doing the investigation. So on Monday morning, first thing, they started the process. I was told quite a few more days, but I'm really, really happy that this has been done so quickly. And I will meet the first time with Advocate Jenny Williams tomorrow, and that will be what I will be asking her to do. I say I want this done as quickly as possible. Of course, you know, once you've had the findings and there's charges laid, you know, this could be 2 years. We know what happens once it gets into the criminal justice system, but I've got to make sure that everything is done properly where we are right now to at that stage when it goes into the criminal justice system. I do not want any loopholes, and but I do also want it done as quickly as possible.
The Cape Town Premier, Alan Windey, thank you for making time for us this afternoon. Okay, well, now we have to wait for Advocate Williams to say whatever it is that she's going to say. I would imagine that she's not going to want to say very much at all before she has done the investigation. The most we can perhaps expect is that she understands the seriousness of the matter and that she will be doing as thorough a job as she can in as quick a time as it is possible to do that thorough job.